there's a reason the general public, celebrates great singers more than they celebrate great instrumentalists. I feel like I'm doing my job the best when my melodies are as expressive as a singer. And I can think of other guitar players who really exemplified that as I was a kid. If you hear Carlos Santana in any of his melodic, really clearly melodic playing, it's unbelievable how expressive it is. And it's possible.
Billy, could you tell us a little bit about your piece, Church Bells?
When the main melody starts, it's incredibly clear. It's just very, very clear. It's the kind of melody that you could sing, you could whistle. You wouldn't walk away from that song unable to whistle that melody. It's approachable, and it's really well constructed. Really well constructed.
Billy, you have a technical thing that you do with guitar playing. It's called tapping.
Yeah, it's an approach where both hands are on the fretboard and you're playing bass lines with one hand and melody with the other, and sometimes filling chords in between. So you've got one hand playing the bass notes, the other hand playing the melody, and filling in some incidental notes in between. And what you've got is the basics of a great composition, with stripping down anything that's extra.
We heard one of your tapping pieces a minute ago, Church Bells, but it works too with slower music, as in Away With Words.
Away With Words is it's an interesting title. It's the word away, as to do away with. So Away With Words, and that's a commentary on how important I feel the arts are and how important music is when we don't have the words to express what's really going on inside ourselves. When our language comes up short of being able to express what you're really experiencing in your life, that's where the arts come in. And that's where music comes in. And this is a great example of a simple, simple melody in one hand and a simple bass part in the other. And it comes together as a really satisfying composition.
Billy, the most important thing to you about your guitar playing is the melody. But sometimes there's more than one melody going on, as in finger dance.
Yeah, finger dance has got sort of a layered approach to the melody. And the incidental open strings that are happening, and these are all tapping pieces. Finger dance is also a tapping piece. But what's interesting is that the melody is very clear, and yet there's these incidental open strings that serve to subdivide the beat and propel it with a certain energy And as you put together a melody like this, then of course the challenge is, well, what am I going to do with the bass line? And can I maintain that melody in my brain in the one hand, and then all of a sudden start adding these bass notes to really fill out what the harmonic progression is of the piece?
This is a true example of multitasking.
It really is. It'll get your head spinning for sure. And I remember finger dance, I had the melody down in the one hand, and as I started to add the bass notes, everything fell apart until you sort of, what you do in this tapping style is you sort of figure out where things are happening together and when they're happening not together. And it takes a lot of practice to put a new piece together in this style. But finger dance is really probably the showcase of my career. Certainly it was the best-selling of my releases on Narada. It was the title track, and a lot of people know the piece.
We're speaking with Billy McLaughlin, tap guitar stylist. We hear a lot of acoustic guitar played solo, but you're not limited to that.
I'm one of the few guys that performs this way in an ensemble setting too, and with orchestras. And the sky's the limit. If you can approach music with the basics of melody, harmony, and rhythm, you can apply that instrument in any number of settings with a string quartet in a small acoustic bluegrass type ensemble with the orchestra in a funk band. The genre of music is non-dependent upon the technique once you get it together.
He started playing tap guitar in the 1980s, and today he's a leading tap guitar stylist, Billy McLaughlin. Billy's website is billymclaughlin.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.